A short reflection for Holy Week 2020. This weekend we celebrate Palm Sunday, which is the beginning of the celebration of Holy Week, the most important week in the Church's liturgical year. This year we may well feel that the Passion and Crucifixion of Christ is very relevant to our own spiritual lives, as at the moment we cannot attend Mass or go to confession. Many people have shared with me via telephone or email that they feel a sense of spiritual pain, and this is quite understandable. However, if we look at the bigger picture, let us for a moment think about how this rather different Holy Week can be a time of great prayer and reflection for us. We must continue to place at the centre of all our thoughts and prayers those affected by the coronavirus and all those who are caring for them, most especially all those who work so hard in our own health service. We truly thank God for the gift that they are to us at this time. During Holy Week this year, there are two excellent opportunities for us to pray for these intentions. The first is the Watching on Holy Thursday. Watching will be live streamed from St. Joseph's until 10 p.m. Please do use this time to gather as families for a few moments to pray for an end to the pandemic and for the healing and health of all those affected. The second opportunity is during the Liturgy of Good Friday, when, during the universal prayers of the Church, we will, at the request of our Bishop's Conference, add an extra formal prayer for those affected by the pandemic. Following on from Holy Thursday and Good Friday, we will celebrate on Holy Saturday the Easter Vigil. This year, the Easter Vigil, in fact, all the Triduum ceremonies, will take on a much more simple nature. But the moment when we light the Paschal candle is a moment of huge significance this year. This year, despite the dark effect that the coronavirus has had on our lives and on our world, we can rejoice that the light of Christ continues to shine in that darkness. The light of that Easter candle shines for us all to see. It reminds us of our baptism. It reminds us of the precious gift of our faith. It reminds us that Christ is risen from the dead and that he alone is the light of the world. At the moment, we are in a passion experience, but as each day passes, we come closer to the resurrection. We pray that in the months ahead, our world will be free of the coronavirus pandemic, and we will all truly have a resurrection experience centred on Jesus Christ, the light of the world, who is risen from the dead. May God bless us all, our families and our friends, this Holy Week. Amen.